It was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friend, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I got to tell you, I love that commercial over the breaks. Men, do you urinate more often? You bet I do. Men, do you wake up to urinate? Well, hell yes. Not only that, I do it when I'm sleeping. Now be honest, men. Are you having sexual problems? Well, what do you think? I'm married! All right, enough of that. So, now that we got that out of the way, why don't we shift over to summons and complaint, although we're in a short segment here, so just a couple of brief announcements. Folks, if you need a competent commercial notary, the place to find one remains Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, all one word, Notary Depot at hush.com, and if you are seeking a finely paced, competent educational resource for BIC, since I have not written a manual, and people write me all the time, why don't you write a manual? Because it changes every day I wake up. Well, then the place to go, in my opinion, would be BIC Study Club at MSN.com. BIC Study Club, all one word, at MSN. Mary, Sally, Nathan.com. I do not receive any compensation, kickbacks, political payoffs, or Clinton-esque type deals from any of these parties that I suggest. I throw it out there because I think it's beneficial to you, the listeners, and puts you in, I can't recommend a particular service or make a referral, but I think it puts you in the most competent hands for those services. Also, for contributions to Eddie Kahn, a lawman if ever there was one, you can send your donation to Cookie Kahn. That should be in a money order, a blank money order form, please. P.O. Box 27, Timnath, T-I-M-N-A-T-H, Colorado 80547. Before I forget, excuse me, and I do hope that cough will not be a problem at the retreat. Let me read you an excerpt from Black's Law that you can find at www.slaveshipamerica.com, slaveshipamerica.com. This was sent to me by Tom Schultz today, and this is from Black's Law, 4th edition, Capitis Diminutio, meaning the diminishing of status through the use of capitalization. In Roman law, a diminishing or, excuse me, folks, or abridgment of personality, a loss or curtailment of a man's status or aggregate of legal attributes and qualifications. In other words, if you state something in uppercase letters, the purpose is to change or actually diminish the people or the personality, as it's referred to in law. And that's been a precept of Roman law since, obviously, ancient times. Well, I guess it couldn't be a precept in Roman law for modern times, could it? That's something to keep in mind, and we'll expand upon that when we come back after a brief intermission. Don't go away. And then, I promise, summons and complaints, and we'll take a phone call from someone from another country. So don't go away, my friends. We'll be right back.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, my friends. The next definition is capitis diminutio minima. And that is the front, meaning a minimum loss of status through the use of capitalization. For example, John Doe, with a capital J and a capital D. And in Black's Law, it says the lowest or least comprehensive degree of loss of status. So as we see, there is a tradition that capitalizing a name, even with one initial, is a loss of status. However, that particular version, the first initial being capitalized, is so entrenched in society and has been for hundreds of years that bucking that horse probably would not be a good idea when we establish our sovereign status. But that's a vigorous discussion that we've been having by email just this very day. So we're now going to move on to summons and complaint. But before we do, I'd like to welcome an old chap from London. Andrew, are you there? And by the way, is that not the worst British accent you ever heard in your life?
You make Dick Van Dyke look good. How are you, Sam?
you're too kind. Very well, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's glad to hear your own voice, Sam.
Do you have an illness?
No, I'm just tired. I've been up all night waiting to speak to you.
Oh, my goodness. What time is it in jolly old London?
Well, actually, I'm in Bucharest at the moment, so it's 5 a.m.
5 a.m. in Bucharest.
I
did not realize that Bucharest was in England. When did that happen?
Well, no, I flew 3 hours to get here, so it's a long way away. But listen, I just wanted to say I wanted to say what a wonderful time I had at the retreat. It was an invaluable experience. And certainly having access to the network has just been fantastic, an amazing resource. People like Dale, Rod, Brandon, Michelle, just invaluable people to have on your team, you know. So essentially, I'm not going to make the June retreat, but I'm hoping to make the next one. So I'm hoping there'll be a space for me there.
Well, it's very kind of you to call in with those comments, Andrew. It's a big surprise. I appreciate it, especially at 5 a.m. in the morning. Please go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say I'm working on an apology for all you guys from Her Majesty the Queen and the Bar Association, but I don't think it's going to be forthcoming.
Well, you'd better look for snipers when you come out of your retreat in Bucharest.
I will do. You were going to say?
Well, we will miss you at the June retreat, and we enjoyed having you. You were part of that invaluable network, and you were very candid in sharing some of your personal experiences, and we appreciate that. You're also a very quick learner, and that is a big help in coming to grips with being a sovereign man and operating with sovereign commercial procedures, which are entirely different, of course, than using fictional credit cards and mortgages and fictional obligations. I realize it's 5 a.m. I would invite you to stay on the program and discuss summons and complaint with me, but Andrew, and you're more than welcome to stay, but at 5 a.m. you probably want to go back to bed.
I don't think anyone wants to listen to a Brit chatting away while you have such important information to impart, Sam. But I was just really also going to say that I'm aware that you do have quite a large British listenership, and I'm hoping that at some point we can establish some sort of a network here. Is it possible that I could give out an email address for your British listeners to contact me?
If you are willing, you're more than welcome.
It's DALT, Delta, Alpha, Lima, Tango, @inbox.com. So if there are any British listeners out there that have been studying Sam's material, please do get in touch with me. We're looking to expand our network.
Or anyone interested in sovereign work as well, I'm sure you'd be willing to talk with.
Indeed.
Yes. Well,
thanks for your time, Sam. I'll let you get on with it.
Well, would you repeat the email address one more time, please?
Sure. It's DALT, D-A-L-T, @inbox.com.
What's our listenership like in Hungary?
In Hungary, I don't know, but Bucharest, I'm not sure of that either. But we'll expand it as we go, right?
Very good, and I appreciate you calling into the program.
Be well, Sam. Take care.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care. And I hope you finish the night's sleep. So, my friends, summons and complaint. You receive the mail and an envelope which has the markings of an attorney or a court, and in it is a summons to appear in any particular court. It could be federal court. It could be a state court. It could be a local district court. It could be a small claims court. The sky's the limit when it comes to those documents, and anyone who reads it understands. And usually it's a document which will, in its own inimitable matter, command somebody or some party, someone, to certain action. And it might say, for instance, in the United States District Court for the District of Northern New York or wherever it happens to be. And it will be accompanied by some supportive document. And that supportive document might be a petition or a motion or a complaint, probably more often than not a complaint. But in these tax cases, when it comes out of the blue, usually you'll see an order to show cause. So you're being hauled in under the pretense of being a fiction to show cause, to prove something or suffer a penalty. And it's backed up by a petition to enforce an IRS service summons, which any not-so-new listener to this program would understand has no applicability to you whatsoever, and even their case law, their case deception, or as I like to refer to it, their case law, their C-A-S-E, SLAW, because that's all it is. It's case law. It's just a bunch of nonsense uttered by individuals creating the law along the way until it has no, creating the regulations along the way under the color of law, and it has no resemblance whatsoever to where it started by the intention of the fiction body that wrote it. And so, this summons may, well, let's read you from one. Let's find one here. Upon the petition of the United States of America and the declaration of the particular revenue officer, ordered that the respondent, and it would be a name that looks like yours, it could even be in upper and lowercase letters, but with a middle initial, they will never spell out the full name, appear before the Honorable, and then they'll have some abbreviated judge's name, so you know he's a fiction too, in that judge's courtroom, capital J, in the United States Courthouse, capital U, capital S, capital C, fictions all, and it'll give you a fiction location at a particular time to show cause why he should not be compelled to obey the Internal Revenue Service summonses served on him on a particular date. And then it might go on to say, a copy of this order, together with the petition and its exhibits, shall be promptly served, and it appoints particular people, the revenue officer, or a designee or somebody, or a marshal to serve it. And then, here's an interesting statement you might find. Since the file in this case reflects a prima facie showing, in other words, accepted as evidence that the investigation is being conducted for a legitimate purpose, and that the inquiries may be relevant to that purpose, that the information sought is not already within IRS's possession, and that the administrative steps required by the code have been followed, the burden of coming forward has shifted to the respondent to oppose enforcement of the summons, and that's referring to the original IRS summons. So it's up to you to show that you're not subject to the summons. Well, what's the easiest way you can show that? You could take this document and write on it, I do not consent, signed Samuel Thomas of the family Kennedy, and date it and send it back. And that might be sufficient to arrest it. And that process, in a way, is equivalent to an abatement. What is an abatement? An abatement is a process often referred to as non-statutory abatement that returns the process for the defects therein. And the defect, when you return it in the manner that I just demonstrated, would be that you do not consent to the process. And it really shifts the burden of proving that you have to consent, that you do not have to consent, rather, to the other party. Doesn't argue I am not that fiction or this is applied to the wrong party. It simply sends it back, I do not consent. Now, one of the outcomes of that could be some kind of order to obey the summons, that you did not show cause, and now you have X amount of days to obey the summons, or be held in contempt. Or it could be an order for a show cause hearing, and more of the same, just more of the three tests of the Son of the Lord. Now, another way to handle a process like this is with a legitimate abatement. What is an abatement? Well, I've already defined what the concept of abatement is, but what is an abatement document? When we perform a non-statutory abatement, what we use is a document which establishes a court of a higher jurisdiction, and there are a number of ways of doing this. Traditionally, since abatement was concocted back in the earlier mill 90s out in California, that document appears like any other summons or complaint or petition that you would see in any court. It has a caption at the top, but the two parties that are named in the caption are, number one, the demandant, which is the living man, versus the defendant, which are the men appearing as these fictions. and the fictions themselves. We'll be back in just a moment, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, yes, I know I said Hungary instead of Romania. My apologies, that's not the first time I've done that either. I keep reverting to that mistake. In fact, I think I did that when Andrew was in town. And it comes from being an American. And we are proudly ignorant of the geography of the world. But my apologies anyway. So the question bears asking, how widely are we listened to in Romania? Of course, given the language barrier, I suspect we don't have a large listenership in any Eastern European country, unfortunately. But certainly things are spreading since apparently that call did come in from Bucharest. So friends, an abatement has a court caption and it lists the living man as the demandant and it lists the, traditionally it's listed the fictions. It could be John Jones, Internal Revenue, Service ID number such and such, or a Jim Smith, a New York State police officer, but ideally it should be against the living man acting in that office. And then it's usually, I've seen them be 25 pages long, and the one that I've devised is maybe 6 or 7 pages long, and it marks the defects in the process that was received. After all, they sent the process to a living man under a misnomer of a fictitious name, a persona designata, a nom de guerre that they have designated and applied to us. And so we point out those defects. Wrong name, not my Christian appellation. The paper is defective because it comes from a jurisdiction where you have not proven to have any sovereignty over the living man. It uses abbreviated dates and abbreviations that are not recognized under the law. And by the law, we mean his law, the only law, not all this fiction garbage. And so we have started a case in the court of the Lord. Now, traditionally, these were the court of Jesus Christ, and as you know, many people have prayed to Yahshua as their Lord, but really, the Lord is the Lord, Yahweh, and Yahshua is Son of the Lord, and so these probably should be modified to be the court of Yahweh. From its perception in the public, it wouldn't matter. They're not going to argue the point. The process is returned using a process that is well recognized and derived from so-called common law into modern equity procedures, and that is returning a defective process. So it is returned with an opportunity to cure, and if they don't cure, then on rule day, which is usually 10 days later, after it was served either by a sheriff, a marshal, or registered mail, then a default is issued, and notice of both of these are posted on three locations, usually the county bulletin board, and I've got a number of them up in various counties, and they never take them down, even though they say you're supposed to have your postings approved. Well, we never do, and they never take them down because they know they'd better not. So the abatement is sent back to the parties that sent it, in this case the court and the prosecutor. The clerk would be named, and that should be the end of it, especially if you haven't performed commercial procedures along the way. If it works, it's called the abatement is lying. Now, the abatement will not lie, will be ignored if you've engaged in a fair amount of commercial procedures for that situation. In other words, if you signed up for a mortgage and you made payments, well, don't expect it necessarily to work. So it is a selective process, and usually can put the skids on a process like this because you're returning their process and saying, wrong guy. Now, in the worst case scenario, in a criminal case, what could happen? A warrant could be issued for the arrest of the fiction, and they bring you in place of the fiction. Now it's up for you to defend your abatement. And that can be done in a couple of ways, in at least three ways I know of. One would be simply to say, my law is the law of Yahweh. I don't see it here today, and until I do, I don't have anything to say to you. So have a nice day. Lock me up. Do whatever you want. Another way is, and eventually, they will let you go. They will use coercion to try and get you to confess. If you do not sign on, almost always, they will let you go, other than being held as a political prisoner, and usually within 72 hours. Another way to defend it is to study the January 27th program of 2008, this broadcast, and hold court. Know who you are. That may be difficult to do. It's certainly not as difficult as wrestling them with 5 years over all this paperwork. If you've started this way, then if it was me, I would stick to this method, because it's not a method. It's who I am, a child of Yahweh, a divine creature. I hold the office of man. I hold court. I am his representative to hold court and enforce the law. In that sense, I am Moses in that courtroom, and I will act like it. By what authority do you come before me? And Mr. Cryer, whether you want to be insulted by such a statement and call it ridiculous and think, how can that work? It works, and it has worked for patriots for many years who have sent these fiction judges and fiction attorneys in their blackened robes running for the door. My friends, don't go away. We're going to shift now to how to defend against that summons with commercial procedure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. All right, now may I suggest that this would be the time to take some careful notes. I'm going to be very careful and deliberate in what I say. I want you to understand this is what I would do, but it isn't necessarily what you should do or what anyone else should do. First of all, I would be viewing the document as what it is, just another commercial offer. And I would respond to that document, always remembering it's a commercial offer. Even if something went wrong and I was hauled in on an arrest warrant a month later or an unrelated situation, I always understand it's a commercial document. So the first thing that one can do, the simplest possible commercial method one can do with no preparation, is walk into the courtroom and pass out W-9 forms. Here, I'm sorry I didn't get these to you sooner. This is for the prosecutor. And bailiff, would you hand this to the judge, please? Yeah. I need you to fill in your tax identification numbers to facilitate the appropriate tax filings. Now, they may say, what tax filings? Well, this is the point at which you should really know how to use all the process we've discussed, which is to ask them questions. Do you mean to say that you're not prepared to exhibit to me a 1099 OID on the claim here today? why a 1099 OID on the claim, folks. Because we've spoken about it. How can there be a claim without it being considered to be a taxable transaction? Isn't everything in their public system a taxable transaction? And when they make you an offer that identifies how much of your credit they have used and they fail to provide you compensation for that, then they are withholding funds that are due to be returned to you. They are holding a withholding tax, in my opinion. And what do they intend to do with that tax? Will they report it? Will they apply it to the account, or will they misappropriate it? So the simplest way is to walk in. Method one, let's call it. Walk in and provide W-9s and say, here, please fill this out. That would be the safest way. Please fill this out and return it to me. Right? Then you're not even opening yourself up to questioning. So, if you don't have a W-9 with you or you don't choose to address it in such a manner, the next simplest way would probably be, and we'll call this method number two, to simply ask for what? Take a guess right now. Some of you are correct. The 1099 OID on the transaction. Turn to the prosecutor and ask him for the 1099 OID. Sir, do you have a 1099 OID with you on this transaction, on this claim? I don't know what you're talking about. Fine, let the answer be no. Sir, do you have a 1099 OID? And the judge will tell you no, or he doesn't know what you're talking about. Clerk, do you have? Ma'am, do you have? Does anybody here have a claim against me and the 1099 OID on the claim? Let the record show your tacit agreement, or thank you for your tacit agreement. Our business here is concluded. And you walk to the door. And that's how long it's going to seem with every step. It'll seem like the longest 10 seconds of your life. But if it was me, and that's the way I went, I would not look back. I would not pay attention to anything that was said. The only possible thing that I, with this exception, the only possible thing or statement that I might pay attention to is, well, we're going to issue a warrant. Sir, you issue any warrant you want. But if that warrant is applied to this living man instead of that legal fiction defendant, I'll be issuing a warrant against your bond and removing you from your office personally. Have a nice day. That would, for most judges, give him pause. So there are two simple methods right away. Now, there are many people who don't want to go in at all and are completely petrified of that. Until you build up your courage for that, then abatement might be the way to go. Now, those two commercial methods, dispensing of W-9 and requesting 1099 OID, can be done in writing as well. For this process, we have various commercial procedures. We have three procedures known as BIC Turbo for Court. Four procedures. BIC Turbo for Court and BIC Dummies for Court. Those two processes exclusively use the ZYA process with BIC promissory notes. And the 1099 OIDs drawn up under ZYA are presented with that very first communication with the secured promissory note. So when a summons and complaint arrive, I would be, if it was me performing this, marking on those documents, pay to the United States Treasury, or money order pay to the United States Treasury, following the ZYA prescription that most people are familiar with, signing it in my living man capacity, dating it, putting the tax ID reference number, the EIN without the dashes, And, excuse me, and for that you can look at any ZYA manual that's floating around. And I would send those documents back to them with a secured promissory note, a copy of my Form 56 naming the Secretary of the Treasury as the fiduciary for all tax and judicial matters, and possibly a new one specifically for this judicial matter. That would be a nice way to do it. Name that case right on the Form 56. Another Form 56 naming the fiduciaries on the secured promissory note as further tax fiduciaries subordinate to the Secretary of the Treasury. And let's see what else. And a cover letter, which is known as a foreign advisory, which would give them notice that this is their opportunity to exhaust their administrative remedy, and this is notice of settlement and notice of perhaps closure, notice of payment, call it what you will. I don't have it in front of me, so this is off the top of my head. You can make it what you want, and that's what we mean by owning the technology. And also probably notice of a waiver of all benefits and privileges from the United States. That has a notary's cover letter on the front, a letter of instructions on the promissory note, which is very brief. This is all built into BIC Turbo and BIC for Dummies. And also a blank certificate of service, excuse me, an unsigned certificate of service delineating these materials that are being sent in. The foreign advisory, of course, very explicitly catches their attention in the opening paragraph. Now, I'm not sure. It varies from procedure to procedure. I'm not sure what any one of them says, but off the top of my head, I'd be saying, here's a copy of your 1099 OID signifying your possession of a withholding tax and the amount of whatever the promissory note is, or the 1099 OID report of your personal liability, or the court's liability, excuse me, the court's liability. Now, let me draw that distinction. Both BIC Turbo and BIC for Dummies make that distinction. This first layer of ZYA materials is sent back to them, naming the court as the recipient on the 1099 OID, and the foreign advisory discloses that if they fail to post the payment to the account, then the notary certification will be deemed their confession to misappropriating the funds and waiving all rights of protest, and a revised, corrected 1099 OID will be issued naming them in their personal capacity. And I refer to that second 1099 OID as the round two tax remedy. So we tell them what's coming in our enforcement stage in the hope that it will discourage them from being stupid and accepting the liability. And that, in effect, is the response, either through Turbo or BIC for Dummies. Dummies is a little more extensive. It has a much more pointed legal notice instead of the foreign advisory. Doesn't matter what form you have it in. It could be the foreign advisory in Turbo, or it could be the excuse me, or it could be the legal notice in Dummies. They're both effective. They both carry weight and meaning. It depends on owning the process and reworking it to reflect one's own belief system. That's why you can't use my process. You have to use your own process if you choose to use any process at all. BIC for Dummies is also built to incorporate other elements from the more extensive BIC suite, such as confession of judgment, rescission of prior signatures, and their default stipulation, so you have it ironclad that when the notary says they defaulted 10 days later, here is what they stipulated. It's by their own consent upon default that they stipulated that there are no facts in dispute, there is no controversy, the matter is fully paid, they are holding the funds, they are the holder in due course, and most importantly of all, they have confessed to being the successor surety and obligated to stand in the name, place, instead of the defendant fiction for all liabilities attributed to it, either commercially, they have to stand commercially, or corporeally. And what we would do in the follow-up enforcement stage is we would actually issue a warrant arresting that successor surety and send it on to the marshals or the sheriff or whatever the enforcement agency, telling them that that's the party that they have to complete the paperwork on the arrest for. Now, because time is getting short, let me shift over to another way to go about this. If we use BIC Turbo 9 or Turbo 8.3, those two processes are geared towards the 1099A process. And in that particular set of procedures, I decided to break it up into two steps. The first step is a simple one-page letter that says, here is the W-9. You can either send me the 1099 OID and perhaps the 1099A, indicating that a claim is being made and you've abandoned the claim, or fill in the W-9 with your Social Security numbers and I will take care of the rest. 10 days later, the notary certifies that they have received notice that their failure to respond or exhibit those documents comprises what? Their waiver of all rights to protest, their confession to obstructing the tax laws of the United States, and finally, their consent to file the documents. Then in the next round, step two, they would go through a process very similar to the process I just described in Turbo 9 and BIC for Dummies, using the ZYA process, except this would be for the 1099A process. So they would go through a notary's letter, a certificate of service, and a foreign advisory that would say, here are the tax documents already filled in and filed. Have a nice day. And that's the point at which the two processes become equivalent. Let me make this point, if I may. Whether you choose to use BIC Turbo for court or BIC Dummies for court, which are written for the ZYA process, or the two processes that are written for the 1099A process, which is the BIC Turbo 9 or BIC Turbo 8.3, either way, either one of them can be done in two steps, adapting the initial letter from BIC Turbo 9 or BIC Turbo 8.3, that initial letter that asks them to fill in the W-9 or send you the 1099. So either one of these methods can be applied by first asking them to do it, and then when it's certified by the notary that they dishonored that request, then going ahead and delivering with their consent those tax remedies, or a law merchant could choose to go right to that second step in the BIC Turbo 9 or BIC Turbo BIC Turbo 8.3, or the only step in BIC Turbo and BIC for Dummies, which is to just present them with the tax remedies. And that's the way most people are doing it. Just present the tax remedies without worrying about their consent, because we know we're right on them. But if you feel you need more security and you want their consent, then obviously you go to the BIC Turbo 9 or the BIC 8.3 and use that, or use the first step of it and bring it over to the ZYA varieties, which are BIC Turbo and BIC for Dummies. Either way, one step or two step, as the guy says on the cellular commercial, it's your call. So it's written to be versatile, and no one would do any of this, hopefully, unless they fully understand what they're doing. The process they send over should be returned, in my mind, within 3 days, as quickly as possible. That would be a good reason. If the hearing is 30 days away, that would be an excellent reason to return it with the step one, simple one-page request, a notary cover letter, asking them to exhibit the 1099, your copy of the 1099 OID, or fill in their Social Security numbers on a W-9. 10 days later, still within that plenty of time, we can then send out the second notary process with their consent to the tax remedies, and that process would include the tax remedies. I hope that's clear. One other way to respond would be to skip all of this and go right to the 1099A process, which was designed specifically to go in without. It's an in-the-box process that was designed to go in without notary process to be filed into the case, a simple affidavit of original issue, as we've discussed, and a photocopy of their copy of the 1099A and the 1099OID, and that would be no administrative process. Now, why wouldn't you take the simplest route? I'll tell you why, because just recently a court walked through that process, as we knew would eventually happen, and now what do you do for enforcement? That's why we use the BIC method with the promissory notes and the enforcement strategies, the Hellfire enforcement strategies, backing them up. We'll be back in just a moment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Welcome back, my friends. All right, we only have a couple of minutes, so I appreciate you listening carefully. Yes, I spoke very fast, but there was not a misspoken word in that last segment. I suggest you download it and just keep, maybe transcribe that last segment, and just keep your mind focused on this. You can choose the AMET. You can choose just to pass out a couple of documents and appear. You can choose to request 1099 OID and appear. You can elect to use either the 1099A method in its simplest form with the A, the OID, and the affidavit of original issue filed into the case. In none of those cases was an appearance made. Keep that in mind. In none of those 1099A cases, but they were all civil cases. Of course, so was a summons and complaint on a an IRS summons to for a show cause hearing. And you can also elect to handle it with BIC process, either using written notice to request the 1099 OID or to fill in a W-9, or moving immediately to the tax remedies. And that could be done using the ZYA method, which would be BIC Turbo and BIC for Dummies, or the A method, which is BIC Turbo 9, standing for W-9, or BIC Turbo 8.3, which hasn't been released as yet. All of the Turbo foreign advisory letters state notice of private counterclaim at the top. And that's in fact what they are. It's a private counterclaim. None of those Turbo, none of the BIC procedures would be filed into the case. They are sent in privately and they should be noted in red ink diagonally at the top. Private issue, not for public filing. Get a stamp from Staples if you can afford it, an instant stamp for $14. Excuse me. If for some reason you are crazy enough to want to remain in the public and you decide to appear, then there is on the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat CD a public notice of counterclaim which has a court caption, and you would make some simple statements about the documents that are being sent in on it. Perhaps the best notice of counterclaim would be the affidavit of original issue in the ZYA method. Think about it. It's an affidavit, and all of our pleadings are in affidavit form, and it is, in fact, the counterclaim that it is paid, and here is the evidence that you are holding the funds and you have abandoned the claim. End of story. And one could take that affidavit of original issue and simply add to the top notice of counterclaim, or could do a notice of counterclaim, or could just do, excuse me, just add to the top counterclaim by way of affidavit of original issue. Or you could put the counterclaim, the public counterclaim in, and modify it to refer to the affidavit of original issue, and you would change the name on the affidavit of original issue to be affidavit of original issue in support of counterclaim. It's intuitive. It's obvious. Of course, if you go in, then you best know their rules and regulations, because that forum exists to deny you your remedy. They are experts at immediately intimidating you and turning things around. So you'd best have your act together before you go in. Anyway, I hope this program was somewhat helpful. My apologies for speaking fast, but I think you'll get a lot out of the last segment, and also it should gel well with the information that we reviewed in the first hour regarding how you would handle an attorney presentment, because a presentment from a court is an attorney presentment. It's all men who have chose to do business as fiction would-be pagan gods. So folks, I thank you for joining me. We'll be back here next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the Lord willing, and in the meantime, I ask you, if you have received a summons and complaint, to do your homework. Sit down and pray to the Lord for his divine word on how you should proceed.